Thoughtfully, she went downstairs. It had been dark last night, so she hadn't noticed the posters stuck up all down the stairs. They were from circuses, and were covered with clowns and animals and that old-fashioned poster lettering where no two lines of type are the same. They said things like, "Thrills galore, hurry, hurry, hurry. Professor Monty Bladder's Three-Ring Circus and Cabinet of Curiosities. See the horse with his head where his tail should be. See the amazing dislocating jack put a lion's head in his actual mouth. See the egress. Clown, clowns, clowns. The flying pastrami brothers will defy gravity, the greatest force in the universe, without a net. See Clarence, the tap-dancing mule. Wonder at Topsy and Tipsy, the astounding mind-reading act." And so it went on, right down to tiny print. They were strange, bright things to find in a little cottage in the woods. She found her way into the kitchen. It was cold and quiet, except for the ticking of a clock on the wall. Both the hands had fallen off the clock face and lay at the bottom of the glass cover, so while the clock was still measuring time, it wasn't inclined to tell anyone about it. As kitchens went, it was very tidy. In the cupboard drawer under the sink, forks, spoons and knives were all in neat sections, which was a bit worrying. Every kitchen drawer Tiffany had ever seen might have been meant to be neat, but over the years had been crammed with things that didn't quite fit, like big ladles and bent bottle openers, which meant that they always stuck unless you knew the trick of opening them. Experimentally, she took a spoon out of the spoon section, dropped it among the forks and shut the drawer. Then she turned her back. There was a sliding noise and a tinkle, exactly like the tinkle a spoon makes when it's put back among the other spoons, who have missed it and are anxious to hear its tales of life among the frighteningly pointy people. This time, she put a knife in with the forks, shut the drawer, and leaned on it. Nothing happened for a while, and then she heard the cutlery rattling. The noise got louder, the drawer began to shake, the whole sink began to tremble. "All right," said Tiffany, jumping back. "Have it your way." The drawer burst open, the knife jumped from section to section like a fish, and the drawer slammed back. Silence. "Who are you?" said Tiffany. No one replied. But she didn't like the feeling in the air. Someone was upset with her now. It had been a silly trick anyway. She went out into the garden quickly. The rushing noise she had heard last night was made by a waterfall not far from the cottage. A little water wheel pumped water into a big stone cistern, and there was a pipe that led into the house. The garden was full of ornaments. They were rather sad, cheap ones. Bunny rabbits with crazy grins, pottery deer with big eyes, gnomes with pointy red hats and expressions that suggested they were on bad medication. Things hung from the apple trees or were tied to posts all around the place. There were some dream catchers and curse nets, which she sometimes saw hanging up outside cottages at home. Other things looked like big shambles spinning and tinkling gently. Some, well, one looked like a bird made out of old brushes, but most looked like piles of junk. Odd junk, though. It seemed to Tiffany that some of it moved slightly as she went past. When she went back into the cottage, Miss Level was sitting at the kitchen table. So was Miss Level. There were, in fact, two of her. "Sorry," said the Miss Level on the right. "I thought it was best to get it over with right now." The two women were exactly alike. "Oh, I see," said Tiffany. "You're twins." "No," said the Miss Level on the left. "I'm not." "This might be a little difficult for you to understand," said the other Miss Level. "Let me see now. You know how twins are sometimes said to be able to share thoughts and feelings?" said the first Miss Level. Tiffany nodded. "Well," said the second Miss Level, "I'm a bit more complicated than that. I suppose because I'm one person with two bodies," said the first Miss Level, and now they spoke like players in a tennis match, slamming the words back and forth. "I wanted to break this to you gently, because some people get upset by the idea and find it creepy or just plain weird." The two bodies stopped. "Sorry about that last sentence," said the Miss Level on the left. "I only do that when I'm really nervous." "Do you mean that you both..." Tiffany began, but the Miss Level on the right said quickly, "There is no both. There's just me. Do you understand? I know it's hard, but I have a right-right hand and a right-left hand, and a left-right hand and a left-left hand.